I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. Jeremiah 15:21. God promises his loyal servants a definite I will. He pledges himself personally to rescue them. His own arm will do it, so he will have the glory. He doesn't qualify it or schedule a time limit. He doesn't mention our strength or our weakness as a factor to be considered. He will, like the sun in the heavens, shine with all sufficiency. Why then do we worry? God has the power without borrowing from our resources. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalms 27:14. God will give you what you need when you need it. If he wants to use a widow or a raven, like he did with the prophet Elijah, he'll let you know when and if they are part of his plan. Who are the wicked that we should fear them? The Lord will utterly consume them. They are to be pitied rather than feared. As for terrible ones, they are only terrors to those who have no God to fly to. For when the Lord is on our side, whom shall we fear? If we run into sin to please the wicked, we have cause to be alarmed. But if we hold fast our integrity, the rage of tyrants shall be overruled for our good. When the world devours the church, it's glad to be rid of it again. In times of fiery trial, by your patience, possess your souls. Luke 21:19. The Greek word translated patience means stay under. For the Christian, it means stay submitted to the Lordship of Christ. The secret of overcoming every trial is don't let your flesh or your old man take back control. Walk through the trial submitted to the Lordship of Christ, and you'll overcome the world with him. The worst thing that can happen is you get to heaven quicker.